That means once the pledge is taken, with an eye to continuing to be born until every creature is free from the bonds of conditioned existence. Just to think about such a pledge is to have immense gratitude for the fact that there have been beings who took it over and over and over and over again, and who struggled to reach the point where they could gradually, increasingly fulfill it, even to the point of reaching full enlightenment and renouncing nirvana again and again and again, so that they could help us become free from the bonds of conditioned existence. And all through history, recorded and unrecorded, there have been those like ourselves, unenlightened, but perhaps moved by humanity's suffering, who have been responsive to these beings. And if we came across a pledge like this, we might have been moved to think that one could take such a pledge. Buddha said that anyone who comes across the Kuan Yin pledge is already on the road to enlightenment. Just coming across it. We're here talking about it, but of the 6 billion people we mentioned earlier on the planet at the moment, most have never heard of it. So for some reason we have. It's said that at the very heart of the teachings of all the great teachers and sages, all of whom are living, although not in bodies necessarily, at the heart of the teaching of these beings, whether Buddha or Christ or Krishna or Muhammad or any of them, at the heart of their teachings lies the idea that any unenlightened being can take this pledge. Any unenlightened being can generate what's called the seed of enlightenment, the word being bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. It translates as a seed of enlightenment. It also translates as a wisdom-seeking mind. Any human being can generate a wisdom-seeking mind. Why? Well, from the standpoint of the Kuan Yin pledge, the why of generating a wisdom-seeking mind is so that one can, in time and gradually, help others do the same thing. The path that the Kuan Yin pledge points toward, as distinguished from the path of liberation, is called the path of renunciation. The great renunciation is, as we mentioned earlier, the renunciation of nirvana for the sake of remaining in contact with humanity in order to help it free itself from the bonds of conditioned existence. So why generate a wisdom-seeking mind? Because one realizes at some level the great suffering of humanity, parents don't like to see their children suffer. If one extends that heart quality, one can imagine a state of consciousness which doesn't like to see humanity suffer. And it's an easy thing to say, well, I can't do anything about it. What can I do? And when you look at the enormity of human suffering, what can I do? Well, what I can do is generate a wisdom-seeking mind. And I can read something like the Pledge of Kuan Yin. Maybe I can read it every day for months. Just read it, think about it. If the great teachers teach that the most unenlightened being can generate a wisdom-seeking mind, then that means I can generate a wisdom-seeking mind, whoever I am. In this sense, the great teachers are givers of hope. We're all said to be, to use Buddhist language, we all possess the Buddha nature. Every single being possesses the Buddha nature. Or to use Christian language, the kingdom of God is within you. It doesn't matter, it's in all the traditions. That in our very core, we possess truth and light and compassion. It's because of this that even the most unenlightened being could generate a wisdom-seeking mind. The great teachers teach, to use Buddha as an example, one, as we've already mentioned, that they were once like us, which is difficult to imagine, especially given the superstitious way in which they've been dealt with, as though they're different kinds of beings. They teach us that the difference between ourselves and a Buddha or a Christ, got to protect those vehicles. Mine. Gracious. There is suffering, right? They teach that the difference between ourselves and a Buddha is a difference in degree. A difference in degree, not kind. That's a really important distinction. The difference between you and me and a Buddha is a difference in degree. Degree of consciousness. They're not different kinds of beings. So they tell us. So if I want to generate a wisdom-seeking mind, I might take something like the Pledge of Kuan Yin. If I'm inclined to do so, those who know about such things, if I were inclined to take such a pledge, those who know about such things tell me to be very cautious and not to do so impulsively and not to do so in the heat of the moment or in some kind of psychic frenzy. But do so only after very careful thought, maybe for a long time. Maybe having read about it, where one can, about taking pledges or taking vows. Gandhi had quite a bit to say about taking vows. He said that after a certain, one can only go so far spiritually, without taking vows. One can only go so far, and one can't go further without vows.